Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. How many know God is good? Hallelujah. He's wanting to bless us and not curse us. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, it's good to be here this morning, and we just thank God for you being here. Pastor Terry, he's out this Sunday, which you've already see that, but he's took a little vacation. But thank God for that. But we're going to go ahead and speak the word this morning. And if you would, go to Romans, the 8th chapter and the 26th verse. Amen. Awesome job this morning. Awesome worship. I don't need to say job, but worship. Amen. Thank you guys so much. Makes it a lot easier to get up and preach. Amen. All righty. I want to talk to you this morning about there is help for you. There is help for you this morning. And I just want to share some things with you that I feel that I've studied out, that I've kindly been studying on and feeding on. Okay? And how many know we're in a time of a lot of distractions. You know, a lot of things is going on. But I do want to share something with you. I believe the Spirit of God spoke to me, and you can judge us and weigh it out. But what we're seeing now in our world, what we're seeing is where men, we see the evil, where men have forsaken the counsel of God. You know, and the church, we have to take a stand for righteous and what? Justice. Okay? You know, we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but how many know against principalities and powers, the rulers of darkness, you know, the darkness of this age. And what we're seeing is where men have forsaken the counsel of God. How many know that our forefathers, they sought God. I mean, they was seeking God for answers and operating in what? Godly principles. You know, and we see that those things are trying to fade away. But as for the church, I mean, you know, we have to stand up and be who God called us to be. Amen. Amen. You know, and that's where we're at. But how many know there is help for us? Okay? And that's what we have to understand. You know, God hasn't forsaken us. God has not abandoned us. He's not, you know, have said, oh, it's too bad. Let me go and just hide in my throne somewhere. How many know God is still involved with the church? Amen. But it's up to the church to begin to operate and to cooperate with what God is wanting to do. Okay? We can't have our own agenda. How many know it has to be His agenda? And His agenda is about the kingdom. Okay, and his agenda is causing us to be transformed into the likeness of His Son. So I just want to talk to you this morning about those things and share with you what I feel that God has put on my heart to share. I told you Romans 8. I'm in Romans 12. Let me go to Romans 8, okay. Romans chapter 8 and beginning at verse 26, okay. Verse 26, it says, in the same way, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses. For we do not know how to pray as we should. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groaning too deep for our words. And He who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is. Because He intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. Now, I want to pause there because as I study this, I used to think that it was talking about me praying in the Holy Spirit. But the Spirit Himself is interceding for you and I. You know, and this is what Paul is saying. This chapter, Romans, is a rich chapter. But what we have to do, what Paul is setting us up for, is for the work of the Spirit in the life of the believer. Okay? And so what the Spirit is doing, he's interceding for what? The weaknesses. How many know sometimes we do get weak? We do grow weary. But the Holy Spirit is interceding for us. He's praying for us. He's cheering us on. And what we have to understand is we can't get so distracted to where we can't hear what he's saying. See, what the enemy's job is to get us so distracted with what's going on and get our eyes off of Jesus so that we won't hear when the Holy Spirit is speaking to us. That's what all this chaos is about, is to get us distracted from the things that God wants to impart to us. And that's what the Holy Spirit has been given to do. Do you not know without the Holy Spirit, we will not have a heart or a mind to cry out to God? It is a Spirit that drawed us. I know we say, well, you know, when I found the Lord, but how many know we really didn't found him? He found us. See, that's the truth of the matter. You know, because many are, well, you know, when I found the Lord. No, you didn't find him. He found you. I mean, you know, he was already beckoning for you, pleading with you, trying to pull you in. And all those accidents that you escaped and them bullets and guns and knives, all that you escaped, the Holy Spirit was trying to woo you in all the time. And that's what he's not giving up on the church, amen? Because this is his job. His job is what? To bring us to God, to reveal God to us, to reveal the heart of the Father to us. Jesus have come and lived his life, amen? He came and lived his life so that we could have life and life more abundantly. Amen? So I'm not trying to spiritualize everything, but how many know there's a spirit that has to do the work, and it's called the Holy Spirit, okay? So he's interceding for us. And what we have to understand, the original word of this, the original text of this is he continually seeks us. He continually pray for us. He's continually trying to pull us in. Amen. He's continually, amen, convicting the world of sin. He's continually reminding us who we are in Christ. He don't stop. Some people say, well, you just get one shot of it. No, the Holy Spirit is always doing what? Trying to pull us into deeper things in God. Amen. So let me read on here, okay? It says in that verse 6, I just want to break this down to you, you know, even in our sorrows, even in our suffering, you know, we have resources. He don't abandon us when we go through. Sometimes we feel like, well, you know, where is God? Have you ever went through something and you said, well, where in the world is God in all this? I have. I said, man, what is going on? But even when we can't feel him, even when we can't see him, he's still working. Amen? See, if it wasn't about faith, how many know that if it wasn't about faith, amen, we could just sit down and quit. But because we have faith, we can believe what God's word has said, and guess what? God is going to do what he said. Amen? The Bible said he's not a man that he should lie, or the son of man shall he repent. Had he said it? He would do it. Amen? You can bank on it. Take it to the bank. Amen? All right. So he keeps on helping us. And you might say, well, what if I err? What if I fall? He's there to do what? Pick you up. Amen? He's there to pull you back in. Even in 1 John it says, even if we sin, we have an advocate. And he's pleading for us, amen, to repent and get back up and get in the race. There's no excuse, amen, for us missing it. You know why? Because God has given us everything we need to make it in this life. Okay? So the Spirit is at work in us to conform us, okay? And we'll get to that. I'm going to read on here. Where did I stop at? The 27th verse. And he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints. See, sometimes I don't know what you need. I don't have answers, but he does. And what he's asking us to do is do what? Seek him with all our heart, and he will be found. See, It's a heart thing here. We have to seek him with all our heart. If you just want to casually seek him, how many know you just kind of get a casual little manifestation? Amen? But if you'll search for him with all your heart, he will manifest himself to you. It's a promise. Okay? All right. So he searches according to the will of God. Okay? Let me back up. Because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that God causes. See, sometimes this is what we pig out of. And we know that God causes all things to work together for the good to those who love God. To those who have been called according to his purpose. And we'll find out his purpose is, verse 29. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. That's the purpose. See, a lot of people want to know, well, what is the purpose of God for me? Is it to teach? Is it to preach? Is it to do it? All these things? But the purpose of God is for his whole creation to be conformed into the image of his son. Amen. That we become Christ-like even in our marriage, in our home life, in our church life, in our community. See, it's not a thing that he just wants you to be conformed for service. He wants you to be conformed in your marriage. I want to be Christ-like to Miss Faye. Amen? That's a good place to say amen, man. Yes. You just don't know, brother. Yes, I do know. He's good. He's a conformer. Amen? You know, and sometimes God, situations happen, but God is going to work for what? See, it's going to work for my good. You know why? Because he's conforming me. Those little old hiccups and those pains and those irritations and those aggravations and those disappointments, God is going to take them and cause us to be transformed into his likeness. See, without that situation, you and I will not change. You know why? Because we are prone of habits. We want to keep doing the same thing and get the same result, thinking it's going to make us better, but it's not. Me and this mic, I tell you. Y'all can hear me, right? Okay. All right. Okay, got it on again now. Okay. All right. So let's talk about this for a minute. I just want to share some things with you, okay? And what we have to understand is that God said he will never leave us nor forsake us. See, when we're going through, and I know that it's irritation and it's aggravation, you know, when we're going through that we feel like, notice what I said, we feel like God is nowhere to be found. God has left me in this mess. Now, what am I supposed to do? Amen? So what we have to understand, number one, you can't rely on your feelings. You got to rely on the truth of the Word of God. That's why it's so important that we read the Word of God and we study the Word of God so that we can rightly divide the Word of truth, that a workman need not do what? Be ashamed. I feel like I'm getting ahead of myself for some reason, but I'll slow down a little bit here, okay? Let's look at Hebrews 13 for a second, because I want you to get this. Hebrews 13 and verse 5, it says, let your character be free from the love of money. Be content with what you have, for he himself has said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you. So that we confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid what men should do to me. See, and our confidence, we got to dig into the Lord so that our confidence is in him, not in these things of the world. How many know there are some good things in the world, but how many know you can't place your confidence in the things of this world? See, John said, all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of men, which is not of the Father, but is of the world. And what we have to understand is that the world is trying to pull us and squeeze us into its mold. But Paul said in the Word of God in Romans 12, be not conformed to this world, but be you what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind. See, in order for me to have the mind of Christ, my mind has to be renewed. Amen? And see, when I became born again, my mind, amen, was still in the world. My mind had to be what? Transformed. See, when I got born again, my spirit man came alive, but how many know the soul still needs some work on it? The soul is still being saved. The soul is still being what? Restored. Amen? Because a lot of people think that the soul and the spirit is the same, but it is not. Amen? The spirit is the real you. The soul consists of mind, will, and emotions and your desires. Amen? Before we got saved, how many know we was in our soul, we was living out of our soul. That's why we have so many wounds and these bad memories because of what we were doing. But how many know the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder, cutting asunder of what? The spirit and the soul. The Word is the only thing that can convert the soul. James said it is the implanted Word which is able to save your soul. See, and that's why the enemy is fighting us to keep us distracted. He don't want us to find these things out. But I'm telling you, the Spirit is pulling us. Amen. If you will get quiet, you will sense Him. The Holy Spirit is wanting to pull you in to that deep intimacy with God, to that relationship with God. He's already made it available for us. Amen. Through Christ. Amen. When He died on the cross, the Bible said He became sin. Amen. That we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. This is a thing that we have to understand. Righteousness is not based on behavior. Righteousness is based on my position. It is a gift from God. Amen? All right. Okay. So even in our weaknesses, the Holy Spirit is still pulling on us. Now, those weaknesses could be my emotions. How many ever have just an emotional day, just emotional all over the place? My Lord Jesus, have mercy. Just all over the place. The Word of God. See, we got to get still and get the Word of God. See, we got to get to the place to where the burden is, the yoke is easy and the burden is light. We got to get to the place to where we can rest in Him. You say, well, I just don't understand. I don't understand it either sometimes, but I trust Him. See, and that's what we got to understand. That's why Proverbs says, trust in the Lord with what? With all thine heart, and lean not to thy own understanding, but in all thy ways it. I believe I got some Bible readers in here. Amen. In all your ways. See, notice he put trust first. Trust in the Lord. Why? Because He's the one that's going to bring us out. Out of all this chaos, out of all the disappointments, out of all the frustration, He's going to bring us through this thing. He's going to cause all that stuff to work for our good. Amen? And this is what we have to trust, that God is in control and the devil is not. He's not in control. He's not a God, amen, that can control things. He's a manipulator. He's an agitator, amen. He tries to camouflage himself as God, but guess what? He can't create a thing, amen. He can only imitate. Sometimes, you know, he want to imitate the truth, amen. I know how. Guess what I said? Imitate the truth. How many know it? To every truth there is a lie, and every lie there is a truth. To every evil there is a good. To every bad, there is a good. Amen? To every wrong, there is a right. See, and what we have to understand as believers, the right way is God's way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. Amen? So, we as believers, the Spirit is what? Interceding for us. And what we want to do is get on the same page with Him. And how do we do that? How do I do that? We trust him. We trust the word of God. Amen? We trust the word of God. Let's look at St. John 16, verse 7. He is helping us. See, you know, for so long, you know, and the church have thought, you know, that as long as we have an emotional experience, we have experienced God. You know, when we shout, how many know you've seen the hype and all these things shouting? I mean, there's nothing wrong with shouting. I'm not trying to take your shout away or your dance. But how many know that's just shadow stuff? Okay? And is it important? Yes, it's important. Yes, we need to dance. David danced before the Lord. We can dance before the Lord. But we can't hold our relationship to that place just when the music is going and everything is just right, that I can release myself and shout and just go off in God. See, those things like that are good, but how many know those won't keep you? See, you got to understand that emotional thing, it won't keep you. God gave us our emotions, but how many know our emotions are good when they're in the right place? But you got to understand something, that God, you have an advantage. Say, I have an advantage. How do you have an advantage? Are you St. John 16, verse 7. Are you there? Okay. It says, but I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And that helper, guess what he comes to do? He comes to cheer you on. Amen? He comes to encourage you. He come to give you an appetite for God. He come to give you a thirst for God. Give you a hunger for God. See, and that's what the Holy Spirit is doing. He's at work in us. That's why Paul said in Philippians 1:6, amen, he said, I am confident of this very thing. He which have begun a good work in you will complete that work to the day of Jesus Christ. See, he's at work in me. Thank God. I'm like you, Sister Ma. Thank the Lord, amen, that I'm not going to stay the same forever. He's changing me into the image of his son, amen. And that's the work of the Holy Spirit, is to conform us into the likeness of Christ. Say, he's conforming me. That's God's purpose, that we be conformed into the likeness of Christ. He's encouraging us. The Holy Spirit, he's an advocate. See, when the enemy, the Bible says in Revelation 12, that the accuser of the brethren go before God. They're not accusing us. But what else did it say? He said, but we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and we love not our lives unto the death. We're overcoming him by the blood of the Lamb. Why? Because Jesus has already shedded his blood for us. Amen. And that blood is the only thing that can do away with sin. Amen. The songwriter said, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. What can make me whole again? Amen. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. The sin problem has been taken care of, but now there's a growth problem that the church have to go through, and the problem is, many a times we don't want to change. But the Holy Spirit is doing what? Beckoning us to change. We got to change. Why? If we remain the same, we're going to keep getting the same results. If we remain the same, we're going to become a religious flesh person, trying to make this thing work in the flesh, and there is no way it will work. Trust me, it won't work. Okay? So let's look at verse 29. Romans, let's go back to Romans, verse 29. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren, and whom he predestined, those he called. In other words, he put an invitation out there, and he said, whosoever will do what? Let him come. Whosoever means what? Everybody, whoever it is, come. Okay? He called, and whom he called, these he also justified. He declared them righteous, the ones that he called. Now listen to this. He said that he predestinated them. Predestined. It means those whom he foreknew, he knew beforehand to make a previous choice. He chose you beforehand. In Romans, it said, even while I was yet in sin, he did what? He died for us. He loved us. Even when I was in my sin, he loved me and he died for me. Knowing all the chaos that I was in, all the stuff that I was entangled in, but yet and still, he chose John. Amen. See, I'm making it personal. But I mean, how many know he died for the whole world? Now, some people say, well, does that mean when he predestined, does that mean that some will be saved and some not? It is not God's will that any should perish, but that all come unto repentance. Amen? God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever will believe in him should what? Have eternal life. Amen. God sent not his son into the world to what? To condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. See, God is not the condemner. God is the justifier. He's declared you righteous. You are innocent. If you are a born again believer, you are innocent. You are righteous. If you have accepted him, you are righteous. You are justified. You've been declared righteous by him. So quit letting the devil tell you and condemn you to death. Well, you didn't do this right. You didn't do that right. How many know? He just want to bring condemnation. But do you not know the Bible says in Romans 8 and 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Are you listening to me? It's a little quiet, but that's all right. We're going to rock on. Okay. So, okay. All right. So when he predestined, he already determined that the way for you to be saved, all you have to do is accept when the Spirit of God deals with your heart. Because see, it is the Spirit that draws us to him. Remember I told you earlier, I didn't find him, he found me. I thought I found him, but I come to realize he was pursuing me all the time. Realizing he pursuing us all the time. You know that feeling come over you when you done did something wrong and you know, man, ooh, Lord Jesus, what is it? That's that Holy Spirit saying, you know, huh? That's not the way to go. This is come back in here. See, he brings us back in alignment with God. See, he's not out to condemn us. I know that we've been preached to, well, you know, just preach hellfire and brimstones and they'll get right and they'll stay right. How many know that ain't true? It only lasts for a while till that fear go off of you and you right back doing the same thing because I did it. I said, Lord, if you get me out of this, I'll serve you. Just give me one more time, Lord. That Saturday night rolled back around, John was right back out there doing his thing. But when I submitted to that Holy Spirit, made a difference in my life. See, God knows the beginning from the end. And I know a lot of people will say, well, if God predestined, I knew it was going to happen. If God predestined us, that means that we just automatically automatically going to be saved. No, you got to, he's chose you. He's chosen you. But how many know you have to accept the invitation? See, it's up to you to accept the invitation. See, and that's why, you know, when we're going through things, God is so unique because he knows how to get our attention. He knows, I mean, you can come, John, what should I do? Man, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. But guess what? The Holy Spirit knows exactly how to get your attention. You can be riding down the road and just start crying, but oh, Jesus. And you wondering, what in the world going on? The Holy Spirit is squeezing that heart. You know, you just all of a sudden, man, I wished I hadn't cut in front of them. I wished I hadn't did that. I mean, no, Holy Spirit. See, and what we have to understand, God has, he already know who's going to be saved because he's God. But does that mean he only have a certain few that's going to be saved? No. He's wanting the whole world to be saved. He's wanting the whole world to be delivered. He's wanting the whole world to be free. But how many know the whole world ain't accepting him? See, and that's why when we begin to witness, amen, if they say, I don't want to hear that, don't worry about it. It ain't you that's saving them anyway. It's just your job to put the word out there. So he chose us in him, according to Ephesians 1, and I think it's the second verse. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world. God had you in mind all along to change you into his image, to change me. See, I don't want that old John. I like the new John. Don't you, Miss Faye? I like the new guy on the block. I don't want the old stuff. Amen? God is changing me, and it's a journey, and I'm excited about what he's doing because I know my position in him. You know, and your position in him is what? You have been justified. You've been declared righteous. Well, I just don't feel righteous. He didn't say he was going to make you feel righteous. He said, you are righteous. What does righteous mean? It means that I am in right standing with God. I'm in right relationship now. I got myself together here now. I got my thinking together here now. I'm in right relationship with him. And how many know it is a good relationship? It is a sweet relationship. It is a relationship that he won't leave you when you mess up. It's a relationship he won't leave you when you don't act right. Amen? But he's there. Ah. See, it's a relationship. This is what God has wanted all along after the fall in the Garden of Eden. For all along, God has been yearning and wanting to get back with his creation. And he sent his son, amen, that he would take the sin of the world so that you and I would be righteous, that we would have relationship with Almighty God. Well, if I'm in relationship with God, why is these things coming on this? What's going on? Amen. Jesus said in the world you will have tribulation. Exactly. See, he said in the world, he said, look, I give you peace, not as the world give it. But in the world, you will have tribulation. In the world, you're going to have difficult times. In the world, you're going to have to go through some narrow places. In the world, you're going to face temptation. In the world, you're going to face disappointment. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome. Be of good courage, for I have overcome. See, if Jesus is in you, the overcomer is in you. And he's the one that's helping you to overcome. The Bible says in John, whatsoever is born of God overcometh this world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Do you not know there is something greater on the inside of you that the world is trying to portray that's not there? And it's Jesus Christ. Amen. It is the Jesus, amen, that resurrected out of the grave. Amen. And he woke up and he got up and he said, all power is in my hand. Yeah. Hallelujah. All power is in my hand. And now he's on the inside of me working and changing me and causing me to begin to act like him, to begin to love like him, to begin to talk like him, to begin to walk like him. Amen? God is the one that's doing this, and it is a great thing. It's a great thing what he's doing. But I'm going somewhere with this. He has chosen you before the foundation of the world. We are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Amen. We are a masterpiece on God's canvas, and he's rewriting the script to that new creation. We are his workmanship. We are his handiwork. For what? Good works. And the good works is the good that he's putting in us. See, I think we talked about this on Wednesday night. The Bible said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. See, I can try to work all day long trying to make myself righteous, and you know what it's going to be in God's eyes and his nostrils? 50 rags. 50 rags. There you go, Brother Eric. How righteous is as 50 rags before him. But now I got his righteousness. That's why we see a lot of times people are trying to be what? Self-righteous. They're trying to make them self-righteous instead of allowing God to make them righteous, or to allow God to change them, to allow God to put them in that place of what? Righteousness. Amen? See, when I try to do it myself, I'm only doing what man can do. And that's what Peter and them asked God. They asked Jesus one day. They said, God, you know, how can this thing be? He said, with man, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Amen? Verse 32. He whom did not spare his own son, I'm in Romans, he who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? God is keeping guard and watch over us. Why? Because we don't have to work for it, we have to believe for it. See, I don't have to work for it, I have to believe for it. And that's what Jesus said. All things are possible to him that believes. And this is the will of God that you what? Believe on whom he has sent. See, it's not just calling his name, but it's believing in the name. And when I believe in his name, what I'm saying is I believe who he is. I believe he's the way maker. I believe he's the mind changer. I believe he's the healer. I believe he's the deliverer. Amen? So he freely gives us all things. Who will bring a charge against God's elect? Who is the one that will bring a charge against God's elect? Who can bring a charge on God's elect? I tell you who's trying to bring a charge. The devil. That's the charger, right? He's trying to bring charge against us. Did you not know, Eric Moore used to be, and we in court, and Eric is standing there with his advocate, Jesus, and the devil is there telling God all about Eric's past, and then all of a sudden, he said, well, I need to hear from Eric's lawyer, and the lawyer looked at him and said, his debt has already been paid, he's innocent! Yeah. And the devil have to take a back seat. Well, there is something called the blood of Jesus that has cleansed Eric Moore. And Eric is a son of God. Let me look at his record. And then to go down and his advocate began to say, see, look here, Father, he's a son. He's blood bought. He's more than a conqueror. He's a righteous man. He's a just man. And the devil said, well, but wait a minute, there's one other thing. No, there is no other thing because it's all been covered by the blood. Amen? It's all been covered by the blood. You say, he made a mistake. But yeah, he came to me and he said, Father, I've erred. Forgive me. I don't even know what you're talking about. Devil, excuse me from go. Please, go. Why? Because God has got us covered. That's right. See, don't feel bad. You say, well, when you mess up, what did I? Yes, how many know we've been saved and we missed the mark? I'm being honest with you. You can miss the mark. Sometimes you can get so overwhelmed to where you don't respond like you should. And you have to go back and say, hey, honey, I'm sorry. I didn't speak to you the way I should. Will you please forgive me? This time. But God says, every time. Amen. That's the way some people, well, this time, now don't do it no more. But God is saying, hey, I think you need to forgive him how many times? Seven times.
70.
Uh-huh. So I get one a day, don't I? No. Amen. But God, what God is saying is we have to even be what? Merciful to each other. We got to release each other. Amen. When we do each other wrong, we go back and make it right. Why? Because the Spirit of God is there. And I'm telling you, it has blessed me in my marriage. Amen. I tell you that when God started transforming you, how many know it's just, you just don't put it on and off. Amen. But you take it home with you. Amen. Because how many know that's really where the battle is at. If you can overcome home, guess what? Jesus. Well, how bad is your home, Brother John? No, it ain't bad, but how many know we two different people? Amen? And we have to learn each other. That's Faye. That's Faye Mitchell. I'm John Mitchell. How many know we have different personalities, different makeup, and God is working on both of us. But how many know as a married couple, sometimes you don't see eye to eye, but when you've been transformed, it's not about what you see, it's what God sees. What is God saying? What is God wanting us to do? Amen? We don't put God on the back. Oh, no, he's still in the middle. You know why? Because I need him to guide me as a husband. Thank you, Jesus. That's free. Let's move on to verse 34, okay? Let's see. Okay. So he's chosen. Who can lay anything to God's, who can charge anything against God's elect? Do you not know John 15:16 says that God, you did not choose me, but I chose you. See, you are his elect. He chose you. He elected you. Okay? So don't let the devil tell you he didn't. Verse 34, who is the one who condemns? Jesus. Christ Jesus is he who died. How can the devil condemn me? He tried to bring up all my past, but how many know there is therefore now no condemnation? There is no condemnation. See, and you need to know this in this time because what the world is trying to do is make us look like we're the guilty ones. But how many know I will not bow to the lie of the enemy? Amen. I will not bow to his fear tactics that he's trying to bring fear and intimidation, distractions. Guess what? God, I'm pressing into you because I know that the light that's in God will expel the darkness that's trying to come on this earth. It's not a flesh and blood battle. Amen. We're in spiritual combat. And we have to arm ourselves, amen, with the word of God so that when he does try to condemn us, we know that we're not condemned. We are not sentenced to death. Amen. We've been set free by Jesus Christ. And the Bible said, whom the Son set free, he's free indeed. There's no other way that you can condemn me because Jesus Christ has freed me from all condemnation. Verse 36. Just as it is written, for thy sake we are being put to death all day long. And how many know Paul said we die daily? And that's the key to overcoming, amen, is being willing to die. Being willing to let go of yourself and let God transform himself on the inside of you. We were considered as sheep before the slaughter. But in all these things, listen at this. All the things, that's what I'm leading up to this point. All the things that I have shared with you so far leads up to this point. Listen. All right, let's look at verse 36. And, you know, we'll be getting an update from Marty here in a little bit. I mean, Chris maybe in a little bit. And we'll let you know. You know, if we get some information further, what happened or what's going on, okay? All right. Everybody okay?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Things like this will happen sometimes, but let's just stay focused. Okay? All right, did I stop at verse 37, I believe, right? 37, okay. 36, 37, okay. All right. But in all these things, we are overwhelmingly conquerors through him who loved us. And how many of you know we hear this word thrown around? We're more than conquerors. How many ever hear that? We're more than conquerors. And we are through him. We are overcomers. You know, and what we have to understand, we are more than conquerors because of what happened in the previous verse that we've talked about already. We are more than conquerors. Why? Because he has chosen us. He has selected us. He has justified us. He has declared us righteous. He has declared us innocent. So now we are more than conquerors. Do you realize we're more than conquerors because Jesus have already won the victory? But we're more than conquerors because he's given us the victory. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. The Bible said, thanks be unto God who causes us to triumph in victory. Our victory comes through him. I mean, no, we don't fight from a position of defeat. We fight from a position of victory. Why? Because Jesus has already won the victory for us, but we're more than conquerors. He got the crown and the trophy, but he gave it to us, and we're more than conquerors through him. That's why when we face things in this world, we can overcome if we will renew our minds to the Word of God and become, if we begin to meditate on the Word day and night, amen, that Word will begin to free us up. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what you're struggling with. If you will submit it to God and begin to seek God's face and begin to feed on the Word of God, that Word will give you the power to overcome it by the Spirit of God on the inside of you. That's why we don't have no excuse, amen, for being in bondage. Why? Because Jesus already broke what? The chains of bondage. Now, there are some times that the devil will oppress you. But guess what? It's not inward, amen? He's coming from an outside force. And anything that's coming from an outside force, guess what? Greater is he that's in you than that outside force. But we have to begin to renew our minds and begin to pray and seek the face of God. We're not trying to get God, amen, we're not trying to work this thing up. We're trying to get to a place where we can trust God, believe God, and let it happen. But see, we can't believe God if we don't read the Word of God, because then we don't have anything to stand on. It's only myth what other people have told us about him. But how many know God has called us to a personal relationship with him? And when we begin to study the Word of God and begin to rightly divide the Word of God, God, that Word begins to do what? Begin to be a created force on the inside of us, that when we begin to speak it, heaven backs the Word and the angels go to work. Amen? But as long as you keep your mouth closed, well, woe is me. Hey, Lordy, I didn't know it was going to be like, oh, Jesus, Lord, have mercy, Lord. Amen. I mean, you got that. The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. What are you saying?
I've been redeemed.
There you go. Hallelujah. What else are you saying? I'm justified. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen? Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I'm an overcomer.
Amen.
I'm overcoming. See, if we didn't have things to overcome, he wouldn't have never put it in there. See, you got something to overcome. No, I'm good. You got something to overcome if it ain't nothing but this old flesh. And that's really the main thing to overcome. Because once you overcome that old flesh, guess what? The other things just become what? Just become easy. See, because you are in right standing. You are in right alignment. And when you are in right alignment with God, how many know the Bible said, who can be against you? Who that been trying to be against me when I'm with God? See, and that's what Paul is teaching us. All the previous things that we've shared, he's saying, we are more than conquerors. He's saying, who can be against us if God is for us? If God has chosen you, Billy, who can be against you? God will give you favor, amen, when people won't even realize why they're doing good to you. He said, when a man's ways please the Lord, he'll make what? Even his enemies be at peace with him. They won't even know why they're blessing you. And they go around, why did I do that to this dude? I don't even like him. How many know you just look back? I know what's going on. Yes, sir. Come on, brother. You got a report?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's talking
to us. You can come on up. Come on up.
They still talking to her.
Okay.
She's awake now.
Okay.
And she's talking. They just decided if she's going to ride in the ambulance to the hospital.
Okay, but she is stable.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Thank you, brother. Okay. She's stable. Praise God. And she is talking now. So we just thank God. Amen. Thank God for it. Okay. So we're going to wrap this up. Amen. I just wanted to finish that out. But let me, did I stop it? Okay. Let me finish this up and we'll be through. He said, verse 38, he said, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. See, can't nothing separate us from his love. I think they sung about that this morning. You can't separate us from his love. See, we'll go through things, church, but guess what? God is with us. God is with you. Amen? Okay. Now, at this time, I just want to give an invitation. If you're here and you do not know Jesus Christ, okay, this is where it starts. I'm telling you, if you do not know Jesus Christ, what we share today is almost impossible for you to partake. You know why? Because he's talking to spirit-filled believers. So if you don't know Jesus, we would be glad to lead you to Jesus today. Is there anyone here that do not know him? Anyone? Okay, we're preaching to a lot of believers today. Amen. Great. Now that you're a born-again believer, are you capable of doing this?
Amen.
Amen? You know why? It's because of his spirit on the inside of you. Not in your flesh, but guess what? The spirit man on the inside of you. He's the one that's doing the work. That's why it's an eternal work. That's why it will last, because it's God himself working in you to do his will and his good pleasure. Amen? All right, let's stand. Thank you, Pastor Charlie, for helping us there. Amen. So, Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you right now, Lord, for what you're doing. And, Lord, we just declare before you and this congregation that we are more than conquerors through you, Father. And, God, we pray, God, that you would give us the strength to go through this week. And, Lord, whatever we face, Lord, we face with you. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Be blessed. You're dismissed.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org, or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.